to be.
I'd like to call to order the Town of Montville special meeting for July 1st, 2026 to order. Please join me in a pledge allegiance, followed by a moment of silence for honor and military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
When you're ready, Agnes, just give us a roll call, please.
Here.
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 All right. At this time, consider an act on a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of discussing collective bargaining strategies and or negotiations between the Town of Montville and the firefighters, IAFF Local 3386, such sessions to include members of Town Council, Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr., and Town Labor Attorney Christy D. Kelly.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Councilor Seltzer is away. She sends her apology.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Note the time is 5:01 in executive session. Okay, out of executive session at 5:42, no votes were taken. All right, item 5A, consider an act on a motion to approve the funding necessary to implement a tentative agreement with the Montville Firefighters Local 3386 IAFF for the term of July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2028, pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes 7-474 sub B.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Perrin.
Approve.
Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Favor.
Councilor Novak.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia.
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. All right. Note for the record, it's 6 in favor and 1 is absent. So motion passes. At this time, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Please state your name and address for the record.
Good evening. Okay, good. It's on. Timothy Condon, Montville Professional Firefighters, 51 Gallup Lane, Waterford. I just want to thank you for approving this with that action. This marks the first time since 2022 that we have not been negotiating, arbitrating in court or otherwise. We were just talking, and I say that this marks the end of the beginning. I'm hoping that now that this is behind us, we can start to be more collaborative in our efforts to try to improve the fire service, which was our hope last time, but things happen, and we understand that. But there's a lot of work that still needs to be done with our fire service. As you may or may not know, we've lost the EMTs that were at Company 1. This body, the union, didn't do anything arbitration-wise or grievance-wise over those because we understood and need those people on the line. They're now gone. We're back down to 4 people. Our response times are going up. It's not uncommon to get a 20-minute response time for an ambulance. We're missing fire calls. We had a fire the other night that was called in by a helicopter. We had 7 volunteers. There's work that we need to do collaboratively together to come up with fiscally responsible solutions, which we all understand. And we're really hoping that now that this is all behind us, that we can do that. And the final thought is, and I think I speak for all of us when I say that the next action that we all need to consider is we need a plan, and we need somebody to lead us in that plan, and we need a townwide fire chief. So I know that we're going to end on a high note. I want to thank you again, but there's still work that needs to be done, and we stand ready to work with anybody who wants to try to change the service for the better. So thank you.
Right. Anyone else? Remarks from the public? And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. All right. Remarks from the councilors and the mayor. Councilor Novak.
Thank you all for coming, and I just want to say thank you all for your service.
Councilor Baker.
Yes, thanks for coming, guys. We appreciate your service. Keep up the good work, and we know the town's in good hands with you guys around.
Councilor Sebelia.
Yeah, sorry it took so long. You had to come to so many meetings and stuff changed. I'm sure that was annoying, but we appreciate you guys, and thank you for everything.
I just want to say thank you for your hard work, and thank you for your patience. We had a few things to get through, and I really appreciate you guys understanding and working with us on that. So, Councilor Karen?
Thank you again for your patience. It doesn't go unnoticed what you all do. Thank you very much for everything you do for our town and everyone we do love. Okay, I appreciate everything.
Councilor Jaskos?
You too, guys. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Stay safe. Every time you go out, stay safe, folks. Thank you.
Mayor?
You guys all know that I do know what you do, and I do appreciate you. You know, we know that when I first started in the field, the volunteer service is nowhere near what it used to be, and you're essential, and we know that, and we do appreciate you.
Over that, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right, all in favor? Aye. Agnes, thank you for coming out on this dreary evening.
Approve. You didn't hear because it was in. Approve.
Tim.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your patience.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for your hard work.